Okay, Machshirin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Matzah Batinok Mushloch. If you found an abandoned child in a city, and this again, the city that's mixed with Jews and non-Jews, Imrov Nachrim Nachri. If the majority of people in the city are non-Jewish, then we assume this child is non-Jewish, and the Rav points out you're allowed to feed him non-kosher food directly. He's not considered Jew. Imrov Yisrael Yisrael. If the majority of the people in the city are Jewish, he's considered Yisrael, and therefore he has to be taken care of, provided for room and board, he has to teach him Torah, he's allowed to marry a Jew later on, we assume he's Jewish, and the Rav points out, the special chiddush that the Gemara mentions, if he loses an object, you have to return it as if he's a Jew. A Shavuz Aveda applies to him just like a Jew. And the reason that's a chiddush is because if this person's status is in doubt, well, in a case of suffolk, in case of doubt, well, we should say the money should stay by the person who found it. Right? In order, the general principle is motzi chalev raya. If I want to get money out of your hands or an object out of your hands, the burden of proof is on me. So I should have to prove that I'm a Jew to get my lost object back from you. We don't say that in this case, and we don't say the usual principle of b'mamon ein hochan achar rov. Rather, we say this person is considered a Jew, and therefore you have to return his lost items like a full-fledged Jew. Continues the Mishnah, mechs l'mechs l'Yisrael. If it's the city's half-Jewish, half-non-Jewish, then he's considered Yisrael. Now, that line's a little bit misleading, because he's not considered a full-fledged Yisrael. For many halachas, he's actually considered a suffolk status. So, for example, if someone kills him, then he does not get the death penalty, because he might actually be this person might be a non-Jew. Likewise, if he marries someone to be a suffolk kedushin, we require a get in that case, even though we're not sure if it's really a good marriage. That person won't be able to marry a Kohen anymore. But you're not allowed to feed non-kosher food to this person. Of course, we're not really sure. So he's kind of got this status back and forth. He's really considered a suffolk Jew. What it means he's a Jew is that in the Zikin, we have a general principle that if we have, say, someone has an ox that gored another ox, technically the owner of the damaging ox, he only has to pay chatzi nezek. But that's only by a Jew. By a non-Jew, you have to pay Nezek Shalim. He's got to pay the full damages. So in this case, he's considered a Jew, and that only Chatzi Nezek has to be paid, and that Nezek Shalim does not have to be paid. He's considered a Jew for that purposes. And the Rav points out, obviously, he could be, you know, if he wants to consider a full-fledged Jew, he would go through a full-fledged Gerus, or a Suffolk Gerus, and then he'd become a full-fledged Jew for everything else. Rav Yehuda Omer Hochan Achar Rov Amashlichen, which means that majority is based on those who abandon their children. He says majority is not based on how many people there are in the city, it's how many people in the city that are likely to abandon their children. And according to the Rav, this was a behavior more common among non-Jews. So even if the majority of the city is technically Jewish, as long as there are some non-Jews there, we assume this child is non-Jewish, because it's more likely that the non-Jew abandon the child, and therefore we assume the majority of people abandon the children are non-Jewish, and therefore this child is not Jewish. We do not paskin like Rav Yehuda. The next Mishnah, Machshir and Perek Bey's Mishnah Ches, Matzah b'metzia, Imrov Nachrim Eino Tzarach L'Hachris. If I find a lost object, if the majority of the people in the city are not Jewish, again, we're talking about this mixed city, if the majority of people are not Jewish, Eino Tzarach L'Hachris, you do not have to announce it, because no mitzvah is a Shavas Aveda by a non-Jew. And therefore, you're not required to announce it, because you can assume this object belonged to a non-Jew. The Imrov Yisrael, Tzarach L'Hachris, if the majority of the people are Jewish, you do have to announce it, because you have to assume that this lost object belonged to a Jew. Mechso Mechza, Tzarach L'Hachris, if it's half and half, then you are chayav to hachris it. Again, because that Jewish amount of people is not butl in the greater amount, so therefore it might be someone who's Jewish, this lost object might belong to a Jew, and therefore you're chayav to announce it. All right, continues the Mishnah. Matzah b'pas, if you found bread. So there's a rabbinic gezerah against pas akum, against bread that was baked by a non-Jew. So let's say in the city of Jews and non-Jews, you find a loaf of bread, regular bread. Hochan achar rov ha-nach-tomin. You go by the majority of bakers. We don't go by the majority of Jews and non-Jews in the city, because that'd be silly, because we're just concerned with the bakers. Rather, we determine what the majority of bakers are. If the majority of bakers are Jewish, then we can assume it's kosher bread. It's not a problem of pasakum. The majority of the bakers are non-Jewish, then we assume it is pasakum, it cannot be eaten. V'imahisa pasisa, if the bread that you found was pas isa, which the Rav defines as pas nikia, fine sifted bread. You go by the majority of people in the town who eat that kind of bread. So if it's a majority of people who eat fine sifted bread in the town are Jewish, then you can assume it was baked by Jews. And if the majority of people who eat are non-Jews, then you have to assume it's pasakum. Rav Yehuda Amar, im haisa pas kibor, if it was not sifted bread or black bread, holchan acha rov ochli pas kibor, then you go by the majority of the people who eat that kind of bread. And for those of you who are wondering, it doesn't seem that Yehuda is Rita arguing. So most assume Yehuda is just giving another example. It's not a machlokas. It's not a dispute. The Rambam actually seems to say, though, that Yehuda is arguing on the Tanakhama and that there's a bit of a disagreement, but we're not going to get into that now. It's also worth pointing out that the Rav quotes a whole other interpretation of this Mishnah. They're actually what we're not talking about here. We're not talking about the degree of pas akum in this Mishnah. We're not talking about the problem of bread baked by a non-Jew that the rabbis assert. We're actually talking about an issue of tumen tara and discussing can you assume the bread was made by an am haaretz by someone who's not careful about tumen tara. It's an alternate explanation that the Rav brings down, but the standard explanation is the way we explained it until this point.